We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former NBA player, longtime NBA player, and coach Vinny Del Negro back with the Bull and the Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Vinny, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
No, I'm doing great. Glad to talk to you guys.
Vinny, you know, obviously the Cavs are in a position that they've been before. They've been down to the Warriors. They were down 3-1 2 years ago, came back and won. They were down 2-0 last year, and obviously they lost. How much faith, if any, do you have in the Cavs' chances of rallying in this series?
Well, right now you have to, obviously, the old saying, take it one game at a time. Every game presents a different issue. You know, injuries have a lot to do with it. Who's going to play? Who's going to play well? And how you're going to execute down the stretch, obviously, is always important. But, you know, Cleveland had its opportunities in Game 1, couldn't capitalize. Warriors took control in Game 2. So, hey, Cleveland's got to protect home court now, put the pressure. The longer the series goes, obviously, we know this, it puts more pressure on Golden State, more injuries, more things can happen. But first, you got to take care of Game 3 and put yourself back in a position because, obviously, you can't go down 0-3.
Vinny, you think a guy like Rodney Hood can make a difference tonight? He's obviously going to get some minutes, Ty Lue said yesterday.
Well, Hood's a scorer. I mean, he can make shots. I mean, whatever players can open up driving lanes for LeBron are a value. Korver, that's what he does. JR, when he's hitting shots, that's what he does. Love, you know, is a spread four. So anybody that can give LeBron a rest for a few minutes and keep the ball scoring in the basket, and Hood can do that. Or a guy that can play with LeBron and can space the floor, because we know Rodney can get it going and put some points on the board, which Cleveland needs against a team like Golden State who can score in bunches.
Vinny, you mentioned Game 1 before. We're talking with Vinny Del Negro. Hey, obviously, we all know what happened at the end. They changed that call, and then J.R. Smith gets a great rebound, tie game, few seconds left. He doesn't realize what the score is. It's a brain freeze moment. When you're a player that has, I don't know if you ever had a moment kind of like that, but if you have a moment like that as a player where you kind of freeze up and it may have cost your team the game, how hard is that to get over mentally?
Well, luckily I've never had that, but you know, everybody's different. The pressure of the situation. But not knowing time and score, obviously, is something as a player and especially as a coach you're going over in timeouts, how many timeouts are left, what's the situation. But it's not that one thing. I mean, you know, Curry drives to the basket and they foul him and give him a three-point play. You know, George Hill missing the free throw. JR, obviously, you know, the way he handled that last situation. Not that they're going to score, but at least to get a shot off. The good thing is he did get the rebound and Golden State couldn't advance it and get a playoff. So, you know, there's a lot of things. But it comes down to the little things, the attention to detail things in these games. And when you have an opportunity to steal a game, especially on the road, and not to capitalize with some opportunities, is frustrating for everybody. So, you know, you got to, you know, try to put that in the back of your mind somewhere and get rid of it, wash it away and get fresh. But you can't control what's in the past. You can learn from it and handle it better, hopefully, if it presents itself in Game 3.
Vinny, how would you judge the officiating so far in this series?
Officiating is tough. I mean, people are going to criticize that. It's human error. I don't like the fact that they could go and change the call on the charge play. I don't like that. Kenny Maurer had the call on the baseline. LeBron's feet were still moving, but his shoulders were square. You could see it on Durant's face. He lost control. In my opinion, they shouldn't be able to change that call, but they did. The officiating is going to be erratic. It's just the way it is. The game is played so fast now. It's hard to get everything. The speed of the game is difficult for some refs to stay in front of the play. So they're always trying to tinker with it. There's a lot of cameras, a lot of camera angles, a lot of audio, a lot of video, everything. Yeah. But it's tough to get them all right. But you got to get the big ones right. They've missed some. They've handled some others. It's just part of the game. One of the games when Durant went and LeBron stripped him, you know, there was three people in the way, and the ref called a foul on the replay. It looked like a clean strip. That, as a coach or as a player thing, you can kind of handle. Some of the other ones that are blatantly not there or are there, those are the difficult ones. That play when LeBron went over the top on an outlet pass by Love and got fouled almost, it looked like he got tripped, he got hit, he got knocked down. That one are frustrating calls as a coach. Ty Lue got the technical there. That's to me is an obvious call that they missed. But like I said, there's going to be human error, but you can't miss the big ones, and it's going to happen.
You think LeBron, Vinny, because he's so big and physical and can take such a big time shots from these guys, doesn't get the calls because, you know, we talked about this years ago with like Shaquille O'Neal. A lot of times he's always getting fouled but doesn't get the calls. I feel like it's sort of the same way with LeBron.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you could probably call a foul when LeBron's on offense against him almost every play, it seems like. I mean, but the difference is the Michael Jordans, the Kobe Bryants, the LeBron James, those type of guys, people, they're very rare because people bounce off these guys. That's how strong and how physical. So even though they bounce off them, it's still a foul, but the referee, it happens so fast. But LeBron, when you see him, guys are just, I don't care if they're bigger than him, smaller, doesn't matter. Guys just bounce off the guy. I mean, there's very few players, some of the guys I mentioned, and obviously a Shaquille O'Neal with the power and everything, that people just bounce off of him. But, you could probably call a foul almost every play at some aspect because they're so powerful.
We're talking with Vinny Del Negro, longtime NBA player and coach. Vinny, Andre Iguodala has missed a number of time, a good amount of time here in the postseason. There's a good chance he is going to return tonight for Game 3, assuming he's relatively healthy at this point. How big a difference does he make?
Well, he's played well in the biggest moments throughout the last 3 or 4 years with them, especially in the finals. He gives them great depth. He's a former All-Star. He's always made big shots and big moments in these finals. But the real big thing is it gives them another person to just put a body on LeBron, another six fouls, another guy that they can, Klay can get some rest. So what does that do? Maybe it opens up Klay a little more offensively, whoever's guarding LeBron. So Iguodala's a pro, an All-Star, former All-Star. But he's got that bone bruise. You never know how they're going to react. They're very difficult to, look at and say, hey, when's he going to be healthy? It could be a week, could be a month, could be 2 months. You just never know. For them to throw out there, which helps their depth and gives them maybe some fresher legs for some other guys.
Is there anything more that LeBron can do? You know, after the first couple of games, you saw his performances. Game 1 was ridiculous. Game 2 was still great, but not like LeBron great. Is there more LeBron can do for his team tonight?
Well, there's always more. I mean, statistically, no. But, he's going to have to make the big play. It's not always the big shot. Other guys are going to have to step up. He's going to continually do a great job leading like he always does. His numbers are going to be eye-popping as always. But are they going to be able to, get a lead, keep a lead, or make big plays down the stretch or get the big stop? Or is he going to be able to slow down Kevin and make him take a lot of shots to get his points? Or if he switches off on Curry, the microscope's always on LeBron, and he handles it so well. But the guy's been phenomenal throughout his career. But, you'd have to say he's played as well as we've seen statistically anyway in these playoffs. Is it maybe because his team or the circumstances, or he's just that much better this year? Who knows? At the end of the day, he's a phenomenal player, and he's going to have to make plays and play at a very, very high level for them to have a chance against Golden State, who just has so much firepower and so many guys that can go and, they make just these huge runs on you. You think you're in the game, and then before you know it, Steph hits two threes, Durant hits a three, Klay hits a three, and you're down 12 points. That's how quick they can score the ball.
Vinny, how would you assess Kevin Love's play overall in the postseason? He's averaging under 15 points per game. He did play well against Toronto, and he's been okay in this series. But overall, how would you assess his postseason?
I would say kind of like you just said, up and down, a little erratic. They're going to have him play very well at home here to extend the series. Not only shooting the basketball, but controlling the glass. You know, getting in the post when they're penalty, getting to his right jump hook, finding ways to space Golden State out as much as possible so LeBron can do his thing and make it easier for him. But, yeah, Love's a tremendous player, but they're going to need to continually get him shots, and he's going to have to make shots. Bottom line is Cleveland has to make shots. You know, JR's got to make shots, and George Hill's got to make shots, and they have to make shots. If they don't make shots, now it's long rebounds. Golden State, with all their three-point shooting and ability to score, puts a ton of pressure on you. So controlling tempo, controlling the glass, making Durant earn it, and keeping them off the free throw line is vital.
Yeah, you talk about how important it is to make shots, Vinny. You know, Kyle Korver is as good a three-point shooter as we've ever seen, right? One of the all-time best. And yet, against this team, his deficiencies defensively often show up. How do you balance that as a coach, knowing what Korver, if he gets hot, shooting can bring you versus the weakness of his defense against their talented lineup?
Well, matchups have something to do with it. I think Korver's a vital part for them to see if he can find a way. They're going to stay face-to-face, chest-to-chest with Kyle as much as possible because he's such a tremendous shooter. And Golden State knows as well anybody how the three-point ball affects the game, especially for the Warriors, for Cleveland, for the top team. So if they can find a matchup, he's vital for the spacing for LeBron, especially if JR or Hood or George or Love or these guys aren't making shots. Tristan Thompson's got to get them extra possessions. Those extra possessions controls the game in terms of tempo. So there's a lot that goes into it. But Korver and these guys, when they're open, have to make shots. And if they're not open, that means LeBron will recognize that and attack the glass even more.
Vinny, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, you guys. Good to talk to you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.